I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker pointed to a pair of new COVID-19 infection trends. The largest number of new cases is occurring in young people, especially those in their 20s, and among people located downstate.
The percentage of the population contracting COVID-19 outside of the Chicago region has dramatically increased.
Only four of the state's 11 regions now have positivity rates below 5%. The state's public health director says she's also concerned about the trends. Meanwhile, the pandemic is highlighting inequities within education. Illinois higher ed officials released new reports about college success gaps between white and minority students. Peter Medlin has more.
Ginger Ostro is the executive director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education. Her message on the results of the equity report was clear.
On nearly every measure, we are failing our African-American students.
The report says there are significant disparities in everything from enrollment, retention, and completion to post-college earnings. The data for Latinx students looks slightly better, but they still lag behind white students by most indicators. Illinois has the seventh largest gap in the nation of bachelor's degree attainment by white students versus Latinx students, and it has the 11th largest gap for black students. A decade ago, Illinois launched the 60 by 25 goal. That meant 60% of adults having a college degree or credential by 2025. The state is not on track to meet that goal, and Ginger Ostro says if Illinois doesn't close equity gaps for minority as well as rural students, reaching it will be impossible. I'm Peter Medlin.
A coalition of environmental, business, and faith groups is calling for legislation that would make the ethics reforms recently imposed on ComEd apply to all utilities in Illinois. Capital News Illinois reports the Clean Jobs Coalition's plan would include enforcement from an independent entity, such as the Illinois Commerce Commission. Reforms include tracking and reporting anything of value that is requested by or provided to public officials, including hiring requests. And Illinois is scheduled to receive more than $8 million to help businesses and entrepreneurs affected by COVID-19. The money comes from the CARES Act Recovery Assistance Grants. Money will be administered in Chicago, Peoria, and the Quad Cities. Rockford will also receive $704,000 to make loans to affected businesses in the city. The Southern 5 Regional Planning District in Yulin will receive $500,000 for small businesses. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Two missing Carbondale teenagers are back home. Carbondale police reported yesterday that 14-year-old Mark Cooper and 16-year-old Abraham Cooper returned to their family. The two had been missing since Sunday evening. Students and staff from Eden Theological Seminary in St. Louis have been visiting farms in southern Indiana to collect leftover produce that would otherwise go unharvested. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan reports, the group has distributed thousands of pounds of produce to local food banks.
For many farmers, trying to harvest every potato or ear of corn doesn't make sense financially. Karen Petmeyer grew up in rural Indiana, and she noticed a lot of produce was left in the fields to rot. So the seminary student created a program where volunteers from St. Louis partner with Indiana farmers to collect leftover produce and distribute it to food banks. Petmeyer says they're also building bridges between urban and rural communities.
Bringing a truck full of produce is helpful for a day, but if we can teach people how to share food, how to grow food, and how to look out for one another in the grand scheme of things, I think that would be better.
The group is hoping to partner with more farmers in the St. Louis area. I'm Shayla Farzan.
The Egyptian Health Department is issuing a plea to communities in its coverage area of Saline, Gallatin, and White counties to slow the spread of COVID-19. CEO Angie Hampton says the CDC considers the three counties to be at moderate transmission of the virus. She says the positivity rate of more than 7% must come down. She says they're focusing on community unity and wearing a mask, watching their distance, and washing their hands, or the three W's. Good morning.